Support for Classical Music According to Yehuda comes from the Lathrop Communities, serving older adults in the Quaker tradition for over 25 years, offering independent living on two campuses in Northampton and East Hampton, Massachusetts. Lathrop.Kendall.org. In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Chartok and Yehuda Hanani continue their series of conversations about quoting, sampling, and borrowing in music.
So Yehuda Hanani, I want to learn a little bit more from you. I know that The Marriage of Figaro is a very interesting piece because you had a commission on this.
Yeah, well, it's not the only reason why the piece is a very interesting piece. It's a great opera, of course.
Well, but you did have a commission.
But we had a very interesting connection to this piece. There was a member of our community, a great scientist. His name was Dr. Roland Hotchkiss. And he was very distinguished. He coined the term genetic engineering. Oh. That was his term. And he invented quite a few medications. A wonderful man. A music lover. Was very fond of Mozart, just like Einstein, by the way. Einstein was very fond of Mozart. And they were very great friends of Close Encounters with Music. They were devotees of our concert series.
That's your concert series.
Yeah. And shortly after he died, his wife, who is also a distinguished, accomplished scientist, Dr. Magda Gabor, called and said that she would like to commission a work in his memory. And since he was very fond of Mozart, it happened to have been the Mozart year, 250 years anniversary. I called my friend, Paul Schoenfeld, one of the distinguished American composers, and I said to him, would you consider writing a piece based? And at the time, he was very down. He had a dry period, no mm-hmm. inspiration. He said, leave me alone. I don't know what to write. I have no ideas. I said, do you like Mozart? And he said, who doesn't like Mozart? I said, okay, choose a piece by Mozart and go with it. Do whatever you want. You have a freehand, just anything that comes to your mind. And he called a day later and he said, okay, I'll write a piece based on different arias from The Marriage of Figaro. What we're going to hear today is just one phrase, the opening of the overture to The Marriage of Figaro. And see what Paul Schoenfeld does with it. He takes this theme and it starts almost identically. And then before you know it, he jazzes it up and it becomes a very exciting, very nervous kind of energy propelled movement. And there is an in-joke in addition to the quote of Mozart. There is, since it's a marriage, he throws in a very famous klezmer wedding song.
Oh, interesting.
I know it. You hear it in every Jewish wedding. So all of a sudden, in the middle of this movement, there is sort of a double quotation. So we're going to hear Paul Schoenfeld. The name of the piece is Refraction, and this is the first movement.
The first movement of Paul Schoenfield's Refractions, before that, Alan Shartok speaking with Yehuda Hanani. To learn about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.